Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the call today here. Guys, good morning, good day, good afternoon, wherever you're calling from for the Super Saturday New Media call today, guys. We are excited. We're glad that you're here. We're glad you're taking time, spending time to be here. Who here was on the webinar this morning, the opportunity webinar this morning? You guys know we have those 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. now on Saturdays. So right before and then right after this call, we'll be doing the opportunity webinars. Or Scott will be taking care of those. And so definitely take advantage of those. Those are tools for you guys to use to get your people on board, interested, learn about this opportunity, learn how to make money. So my question for you guys today is, who are you hanging out with? Who is your success squad? Who are you hanging out with? Who's your success squad? Who are you associating with? Who are you letting get into your head? You know, it's so funny because I've had conversations with some people recently, and they will tell me stories about, well, you know, I don't know, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that. And I ask them, and not even necessarily just new media, but business and opportunities. And I ask them, I say, well, gosh, what success have they had with it, with anything? Well, not much. Okay, but you're listening to them. And this is a common problem in our industry. In sales in general, other people will tell you, oh, you can't do that. That's never going to work. You can't make money selling streaming media, which is, we've proved wrong over and over and over and over and over again. And you tend to want to listen to those people. But I'm going to tell you what, figure out how to start hanging around with other people who are above you. One of the things that I was taught early in sales, and I thank God for the person who taught me this. They told me two things. Number one, if you're not sure who to sell to, go find somewhere where there are people, right? So it could be a bar, it could be a club, it could be a swap meet, it could be a park, I guess. You know, I mean, anywhere where there's other people, just go there, because eventually sales or conversation will be struck up, and now you can start talking to people. The other thing they taught me, and this is one of the most powerful lessons that I ever learned, was always sell up. Okay, always sell up. So what that means is, you know, you don't, if you're out there trying to sell new media and you're trying to get a trial to somebody who, you know, barely can pay their bills as it is right now, granted you want to help them and give them an opportunity as well, that's going to be a tougher road than to go to somebody who's at a status that's above you, or that you perceive that's above you. You know, we all put our pants on the same way, but whatever, that we all have this perception of status. But if you have somebody that's a step above you in status and you sell to them, first of all, they're probably going to be a little more decisive and go, yeah, you know what, that makes sense. And then the next, and then guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn around and they're going to sell up. And then now you've got an organization that is just bringing you thousands and thousands of dollars every single month in a very short amount of time as it's taking place. Who are you having conversations with? Who are you letting get into your head about your business? Don't let that happen. You take control and you get to decide what your destiny is, what your future is. You guys are hearing me all the time talk about future, way off into the deep future of where you want this thing to be and make it happen. So, all right, guys, we're going to get things rolling here, and I appreciate y'all being here. So let's just go ahead and kick it off here. And I believe, is Jim joining us today, Scott, or anybody? Jim, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Anthony, can you hear me okay? I had a lot of headache on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect. Great. Welcome, man. So glad to hear you.
Fantastic.
Missed you last week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Guys, I am literally counting the days. Anthony, it's really, really good to hear your voice again, my friend. And I talk to Scott quite a bit, but I don't seem to talk to you that much. But really, really good to hear your voice, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely excited to stop packing the bags and start, you know, it's a long trip, but let me tell you, if you would ask me if this trip has been successful, I would say it is probably the biggest understatement of the year. Extremely successful on many, many different fronts, and I will share that with you guys. As soon as I get back, probably we're going to set up a big meeting in Las Vegas, and we're going to kick off many, many things. Ladies and gentlemen, we are literally ready. Everything is ready as far as us going international. Our credit card processors are online now, and so on and so forth. I was talking to Scott last week, and I said, Scott, should we turn this baby on? You know, should we start, you know, with international and just go, you know? And guys, we literally just decided, let's just wait till I get back. It's just about a week, you know, 10 days left. And because there's many, many different factors. We're using two international credit card processors. And whenever you flip on the switch literally start going global, you got to be there. You got to be there 24/7 to make sure everything is going good and so on. But every test that we've done so far has been right on. As soon as I get back, my guys from TJ, from Tijuana, Mexico, are lining up their top people. We will be making an official announcement in TJ when and where and how, if you know people in Tijuana, Mexico, how they can join us, literally, right around the 7th to 8th of September. Okay, so we're planning for that because and it's going to be an all-day event, all right? And it'll be in a hotel where, you know, from 9 till about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It'll be a complete overview of new media for Mexico and South America. And it'll be a lot of Q&A where a lot of people will, you know, be introduced to new media for the first time. A lot of the leaders have been asking us to really, you know, get this thing going, been very, very patient, you know, waiting on the sidelines to really get it going. They, believe me, guys, when I tell you, there's thousands and thousands of people in Mexico, and then as it rolls out all the way down to Brazil, okay, that are ready to start coming on board and so on. They see new media as the biggest opportunity of their life, and they really, really appreciate what we have done so far as far as preparing and getting ready for our international growth. You know, a lot of companies... unfortunately, a lot of companies in South America, they don't really take it seriously. You know, they launch it and hope for the best. You know, they don't really look at those markets as a key market for them. You know, for us, I truly believe they will be key markets. So we're really trying to do it correctly. We're trying to do it right. We're also talking to our Skrill guys, you know, for the commission payments on an international basis. They said we can go ahead and start doing testing in different countries. I know that we have people in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and now Mexico. So we're going to allow probably several dozen people to open up their accounts with Skrill. We'll send them emails, especially the leaders who are working the business, to go ahead and set up their account so we can start testing and transferring commissions as needed before we really kick it off on a global scale. The other update that I really want to share with you guys is the Filipino. Believe me, guys, when I tell you, we're on it. We're really trying to launch everything at the same time, all right? We've got 23 channels lining up right now. We've got our servers being worked on in the Philippines, in Manila, okay? And we had to do it that way because of the feed, because of the contracting agreements that we have with the providers. And so, as soon as
Jim, hey, it looks sound like we lost you there, buddy. Jim, are you still with us, bud? Might have lost you there, bud. Hey, Scott, are you on the call?
As soon as he was about to make a commitment, he cut his phone off. You know that, right?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope he gets back on, people. I'm going to share with you. Things are going to get super exciting. I've been meeting with a whole bunch of really high-level people that want to go ahead and start endorsing, advertising, supporting new media like crazy. And when these people really get involved, I literally think we will enroll thousands and thousands of people every single day. Our biggest issue is not growing the company. Our biggest issue is growing the company too big, too fast. Because we want to make sure what we have is so tremendously large and so exciting that we don't want to blow it. So slow and cautious. And that's the reason we decided against turning on the international processor while Jim was still in Europe. I said, Jim, it'd be a whole lot better if you were here. There's a 1% chance that we run into some hiccups, but if that 1% chance happens, I want you here to be able to fix it right away and make sure it goes well. And that's where we are, people. So down the road, this will get super exciting. I want to jump onto Anthony's story, you know, and what Anthony shared with us. And I teach people all the time. I teach them with true stories. Now, as a youngster, as many of you know, I grew up in our family business, and we own the largest electronics appliance retail business in the state of Hawaii. And again, I went to just about every school, every training, specialized training there was as a youngster. But I'll tell you, there's no substitute for maturity, so I thought I was a lot smarter than I really was. And I fought with my father constantly. I've been fired by my father about 15 times. And, you know, one of these times when he fired my butt, I was out in our parking lot, and, you know, our neighbor across the street, well, not across the parking lot, we had a chain link fence. She was outside of her company. They had a furniture store. And she said, "Hey, Scott, what's wrong? You look like you're upset." And I explained to her what happened. And long story short is I went to work for them for a short period of time because nothing would infuriate my father more than me showing up every day, parking my car on the other side of the chain link fence and working for somebody else. And that's the reason I did. But here's what I want you to know. I knew nothing about the furniture industry. And they were selling budget furniture. Regular cheap desk and chairs, you know, back of the house stuff. Not things that you'd put up front where all the customers saw you, but in the accounting office and all that stuff. Anyhow, I went there thinking that they wanted me to be a sales guy and thinking they would have accounts for me to call on. And the owner said, hey, Scott, here's the people I want you to call on. And he reaches under his desk, and he grabs the phone book and throws it on his desk. And I looked at him, and I thought, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. So my choice number one, and it goes along with what Anthony was talking about, to recruit up or to shoot upwards, I said, well, if I'm going to call on people, I'm going to call on the biggest companies I can find. So I took out the phone book and I figured out who were the largest companies who were buying our type of furniture, budget furniture. And I put together a catalog and I went and visited them. And they all said, Scott, we already buy from XYZ company and you know, we're pretty happy. I said, well, you know, all I want to do is leave my catalog, you know. And so they said, all right, you can just stick it on the shelf. And, you know, if by chance we need something, we'll call you. And I'll tell you, this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And all I was looking for was an opportunity. And I would stop by every week and make an excuse to go visit them. you know, and tell them, hey, I want to update my catalog, or I want to take out, you know, things that were discontinued or an old model. And I found every excuse under the sun, and I would visit them every week. And these people would see me every week. And finally, one of them says, Scott, why should we buy? I mean, we love the service you're giving us. I mean, you're here every week, and we don't buy anything. Why should we buy from you? And it was the one opportunity I was looking for. And it's what we need to do, people. We need to have the answer on why they should be using our service. And I told them why they should be buying from me. I told them that the product was the same. You know, I mean, every budget furniture company sells about the same product. Might even be the same brand, might even be the same item. You know, I said, my pricing is good. I'm sure their pricing is good. I said, my service would be great. I said, I'm sure they tell you that their service is great. So it all sounds the same. But I told the gal there, I said, I can show you how to make it work easier, simpler, more efficient, and get yourself a raise. She said, Scott, when can we sit down and talk? It was what was in it for them. It wasn't what was in it for me. What was in it for them? And I showed them how we could simplify their process, how they could reduce the amount of furniture that they were buying, that they could recycle the stuff that they had, if we would standardize everything. And long story short, is all of the companies ended up buying furniture from me. I taught the order entry girls how to process the orders. And within a matter of months, we were doing hundreds of thousands of dollars of budget furniture sales. And literally, I was sitting under the coconut tree at the beach eating my lunch and getting paid a lot of money. People, it's really, really simple. What's in it for them? Why should they switch to new media? Why should they be buying from you? Why should someone join you as a business? If you have a profitable business, if you can show them, if you can teach them what to do, if you can say, I can show you how you can make some money, now you got a winner. But if your attitude is, well, enroll, and here's the stuff, and you can figure it out. See you later. You might become successful, but then you're just taking a shot in the dark. But if you can actually help somebody, you can show them the way. And I'm telling you, people, it's really simple. I've been around network marketing for 25 years. I've made $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. My largest check was over $160,000. I've been offered $500,000 a year to become a company trainer. I know what to do. I've done it, and I've proven it. What we need to do is to build the business from the bottom up. I know a lot of you are really talented out there, and you can go out and market and run ads and do all kinds of things to make you money. But how are you going to enroll the smallest, littlest, the 85-year-old grandma and help her make $500 a month? If you could take the 80-year-old, not high-tech, not anything, and get them to make $500 extra a month without jumping through, you know, giant hoops, if you can make it easy, if you can make it simple, if you can make it inexpensive, then you have a winner. As we say in the world, winner, winner, chicken dinner, right? So, people, it doesn't get much cheaper than a Fiverr video. I mean, it's $5. If you choose a fancy one, it's $10. If you choose a really fancy one, it's $15. If it's more than $15, my advice to you is don't do it. In fact, I prefer if you stick to the $5 videos. There are a bunch of $5 videos that a lot of members have already made. If you just take that video and change the tagline on it, it's going to be done in a matter of hours, and it's going to cost you $5. The second thing that you
let me jump in on that conversation before we move on to that, because I've had quite a few people, come to me and say, but Anthony, I don't know how to do a video. And my response to them is, that's fine. I'll tell you how to do it. But even after you tell them how to do it, they still have that they're still, well, lots of static somewhere. Hang on a second.
Unmuted. Muted.
I don't know if you're hearing all that static, but you know, but they go, I don't know how to do it. You tell them how to do it, they still feel uncomfortable about doing it. And it's like something I said 1,000 times, go do it wrong. Go mess it up. Do it wrong and then figure it out and get better, and then do it again and get better, and then do another one and get better. Because the inaction is going to kill you.
Right. So how's about this, Anthony? Next week, Wednesday, after my opportunity meeting, the opportunity meeting on Wednesdays go from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. After the meeting, I always do some training. So after the meeting, I will show them how to make a Fiverr video. And really, I really want everybody to also create a domain name, a GoDaddy domain name. Now, you can create a GoDaddy domain name for $5, $10 a year. You know, it's, again, it's really simple, it's really cheap, and it is highly duplicatable. And I would like you to put your GoDaddy domain name onto your Fiverr video as a way to get the free trial. You see, you know, If your free trial link on your video says onenewmedia.net/free/ whatever name you give it, I guarantee you, a lot of people are going to make a mistake when they put that in. But if your free trial name was something simple like anthonynitz.com, scottmiano.com, scottstv.com, we're going to be a lot more successful. So for a very few dollars to get better results, why wouldn't we do it? Also, if you tell your friend, hey, get on a free trial, here's the URL, it's onenewmedia.net/free/ or how about scottstv.com, you know? And link them together. So I will show you how to do all that stuff. Next week, Wednesday, how to create a domain name, how to create a Fiverr video, and if we have some time, I'll even show you how to put it on your Facebook account and how to put it on a LinkedIn account. And now you got marketing that have that has costed you, if you did both, maybe $20-$25. And I'm going to tell you, I've enrolled 6 people I never met in my entire life from these videos, and they're making me a lot of money. I also enrolled people that I haven't seen in years, and I'm not a big Facebook and LinkedIn guy. And if you're not using the opportunity webinars, you're missing the boat too. You know, these are all bullets in your gun. Why would you do your own presentation when you can just send people to the opportunity meeting online webinar, and in 30 minutes, start to finish, it's done. You see, a lot of us think we can do a better presentation. And for a lot of you, you're absolutely right. You can do a better presentation than myself. You can do it better than Anthony. And most certainly, you can do it better than Jim. I'm teasing. But better is not the answer. The answer is duplicatable. You see, if you did a phenomenal, bang-up, absolutely astounding presentation, you would enroll yourself some people. But how are they going to enroll people? They're going to look at you and say, I can't do that. Now what? You see, I joined my first network marketing company about 25, 30 years ago. And I joined simply for this one reason. The guy in front of the room had been doing it for 6 months. He was lousy at it. He was fat and he was sloppy. He was not a good speaker. He worked about 10 hours a week and he was making $10,000 a month. I said, dude, if you can make $10,000 a month, I can make 20 standing on my head. I went to the presentation with no intention at all of joining. In fact, when the presentation was over, I was still not going to join. It's only when he came over to me and met with me, because my buddy drug him over, and he says, Scott, talk to him. And I started asking him some questions, and when I found out he was making $10,000 a month, he had been at it for about 6 months, and he worked about 10 hours a week, I was in. Because if that guy could make 10 grand, so could I, easily. And I was right. I jumped in. I started making $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. It's because what I saw, I knew I could do. So if the guy was slick and perfect and super, I would say, wow, that's why you make 10 grand. I'm out. I can't do that. But that's why I want you to plug into the webinar. Because if they see the webinar and they join and you say, well, what do I need to do? Well, just bring people to the webinar. Well, anybody can do that. The webinar can handle 100, 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 from California to New York to Hawaii to China, the Philippines, Turkey, around the world. It's limitless.
Hey, Scott. Yes. Let me share something real quick. I had a meeting with the gentleman, kind of unrelated thing. This guy was the head CEO of a major corporation, and this was this week. And you know what he told me? We were talking about a something to do with advertising, and he said, you know what? I'm going to have you talk to so-and-so. I said, well, just tell me about it. He said, I don't know how it works. Just talk to them. So this guy who is the head of the CEO of the company, big giant guy, couldn't even explain it. He uses other people to get the job done. And this is the same thing we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Anthony. Absolutely. And the whole idea is that everybody can use that tool. And that's how you're going to explode your business. So trust me, domain name, cheap Fiverr videos, hop on the webinars, lead by example. You want your people to get on the webinar? You get on the webinar. You want to treat it like a business? You know, you want a business, treat it like a business. If you're commit to a webinar a week and then get other people to commit to a webinar a week and then get people to commit to bring a guest on the webinar a week and your business will explode. It's pretty simple. Once we announce and once we have this major endorsements going on, it's going to be crazy, phenomenal, out of this world. Enrollments are going to, we're going to have a hard time keeping up with the enrollments. That's what I see. And that's why we want to make sure we do all of this right. So, Anthony, that's what I got, buddy.
All right. I think we're good here. Yeah, unfortunately, we dropped Jim off the call there. But you heard him. He's going to be back here in the States here about 10 days. And so we're excited for that and get these things launched. Guys, it's all about, you know, when you're talking to people, it's all about future pacing. It's all about painting that picture for the future down the road. So keep that in mind when you're talking to people. Don't sell them the product. Don't even tell them what it is. It's a, if this did this, how would that make you feel? If this helped you pay off your house, if this helped you get a new car, if this helped you get set up for retirement, how would that make you feel? And they can't help but be part of it. All right, guys, thank you so much. A lot of stack. I don't know if it's just on my end, but if it is, I apologize. Anyways, you guys have a great, great weekend. Go out, be productive. Do some good productive stuff today. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.